a sunny sky. Like plain winds, they will never die. Like morning dew near a meadow blue. Or rays of stars crossing a midnight sky. So we're here just to help one another. No matter the hue or shade of the brother. What seems impossible in the first of a glance is all possible in the noble man's hands. I will always be with you. When you see me, I will see you too. I will always be with you. When you see me, I will see you too. And so you made me your president. What an extraordinary two-term event. We brought the country back from brink of disaster. It's up to you what you do here and after. We the people forms the government. Not a gerrymandering, drawing boundary event. Like love and peace, always faithful and true. For I will always be true to you. I will always be with you. When you see me, I will see you too. I will always be with you. When you see me, I will see you too.
Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and the distinct honor of presenting to you the President of the United States.
President, members of Congress, my fellow Americans. Tonight marks the eighth year that I've come here to report on the State of the Union. Mr. Speaker, I appreciate the constructive approach that you and other leaders took at the end of last year to pass a budget and make tax cuts permanent for working families. So I hope we can work together this year on some bipartisan priorities like criminal justice reform and helping people who are battling prescription drug abuse and heroin abuse.
I will always be with you. My work for you is never through. I will always believe in you. Here now and in the future too. I will always be with you. I will always believe in you. I will always be with you.
I no longer hold this office. I will be right there with you as a citizen, inspired by those voices of fairness and vision, of grit and good humor and kindness that have helped America travel so far. Voices that help us see ourselves not first and foremost as black or white or Asian or Latino, not as gay or straight, immigrant or native born, not Democrat or Republican, but as Americans first, bound by a common creed. Voices Dr. King believed would have the final word. Voices of unarmed truth and unconditional love. And they're out there, those voices. They don't get a lot of attention. They don't see a lot of fanfare. They're busy doing the work this country needs doing. I see them everywhere I travel in this incredible country of ours. I see you, the American people. And in your daily acts of citizenship, I see our future unfolding. I see it in the worker on the assembly line who clocked extra shifts to keep his company open. And the boss who pays him higher wages instead of laying him off. I see it in the dreamer who stays up late at night to finish her science project. And the teacher who comes in early. Maybe with some extra supplies that she bought because she knows that that young girl might someday cure a disease. I see it in the American who served his time, made bad mistakes as a child, but now is dreaming of starting over. And I see it in the business owner who gives him that second chance. The protester determined to prove that justice matters. And the young cop walking the beat, treating everybody with respect, doing the brave, quiet work of keeping us safe. I see it in the soldier who gives almost everything to save his brothers. The nurse who tends to him until he can run a marathon. The community that lines up to cheer him on. It's the son who finds the courage to come out as who he is. And the father whose love for that son overrides everything he's been taught. I see it in the elderly woman who will wait in line to cast her vote as long as she has to. The new citizen who casts his vote for the first time. The volunteers at the polls who believe every vote should count. Because each of them, in different ways, know how much that precious right is worth. That's the America I know. That's the country we love. Clear-eyed, big-hearted, undaunted by challenge, optimistic that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word. That's what makes me so hopeful.